What's going on? RGI J is back, baby.
Which one?
Was that one that I sent you? The Purple Hearts? That one, if people get to watch it, please watch it. That is the is a very original, and it's heartfelt, and it's amazing that I'm so happy that story is finally being told. We need to put more awareness on this shit. Those fucking dependas that are always going after military dudes to get that fucking good damn AFI shit. We gotta let these people know you motherfuckers exist.
Yeah.
It's a headache, man. It's a real travesty in this world, and we gotta put more spotlight on this. So I implore you, Izzy, to stand up for this and talk about that shit, because nobody's talking about this shit. It's ridiculous.
Right.
How dare they do this shit? How dare they? And Netflix makes it a musical on top of that, so that way it's really ingestible. So people can really listen to it and get the message, which is, you know, which is very true. So I hope that I hope you watch that movie, and I really hope that you, like, start protesting. Really, I really hope you do. You start letting people know, because this shit needs to be talked about more. It does. It's very sad.
What is it Purple Hearts about?
You remember that movie? All right, so you had no idea of being sarcastic, do you? Then obviously not. It's not.
I knew you were. I was like, where's he going with this?
I knew you were.
I've seen the trailer you sent me. It's terrible. Yeah,
this is why.
It's a terrible fucking movie. For those who are listening and watching, this fucking movie called Purple Hearts is about this fucking soldier that gets deployed, and he's worried about his fucking fiance. He only got married to her so that way she could get the money for being a dependent, so that way it could take care for whatever medical issues she got. And because she couldn't get it on her own, she decided, let me marry this my friend who's a military guy and use his fucking medical benefits so that I could get covered on what I need to get covered on. So he gets deployed, and she's freaking out because she's scared that he's going to die or get shot or something. She's going to lose her fucking medical coverage, basically, is what it is telling me. So this dude is, like, all worried because if something happens to him, that she's not going to be able to get medical coverage anymore. What the fuck? Terrible. It's coming out on Netflix. Don't fucking watch it. If you're a military veteran, don't fucking watch it.
That is the most stupid shit ever. Man. That shit almost happened to me.
I laughed at it, too, because they try to make it seem like, oh, she has this illness or whatever, and, you know, how are we going to get her? So let's marry this soldier so that way she could get them. No, that's not what it's about. You know?
But it's fucking ridiculous. The reason why I say, like, we need to talk about it more is, honestly, though, because that shit happens. Like, I think I was barely in for a year, right? Mm-hmm. And we're deploying to Iraq. That's all we do, right? And so I was literally talking to this girl about marrying her because she needed to marry somebody to come into the Air Force. And I was like, hey, I'm about to deploy. Man, you know what I could do with $250 extra per paycheck?
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
So I literally
do it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Even they used to do it just to be able to move off base because they didn't want to live in the dorms no more.
Dude.
So these people would get married to move off base to collect that housing allowance, get that food allowance and everything else, and they're not even really into one another. They're just abusing the system so that way they can make money out of it.
I would tell young airmen when I was working there, I was like, how come y'all two don't get married? And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, you can be gay in the military? Dude, that's your bro right there, man. Just y'all will always be at the same base together. Y'all will always be chilling together for the rest of y'all lives. Man, y'all can live in the same place. Get out of the dorms. Right. Like, dude, who cares, man? Like, I was like, I don't know, man, honestly. If you're kind of crazy enough, you're like, dude, that sounds like a great life. Like, I marry my best friend. In the eyes of the Air Force, I'm married, so I get extra money. Mm-hmm. Who cares if it's a guy? You can't say shit about it because it's like, it's loud. And then anytime we PCS together, we'll just go together and we'll hang out together. Like, oh, we got a friend there. I think I'm surprised. I'm really surprised. I honestly, because it's the military, how goofy and dumb we are, I'm surprised that has not been, or maybe it has.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that shit happened to us in Honduras when people were getting busted for, like, saying they were, like, living somewhere and shit like that.
Yeah.
People were sitting there saying they're living in New York so they can get all that cola, and they weren't living in New York at all.
Yeah. So. Especially even for going to school. Now that they got out, some were saying that they live still in New Jersey. And they're like, oh, yeah, I got to transport myself to school in New York to get that $4,000 fucking housing. I was like, that's crazy. But, you know, if you could get away with it, hey, more power to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If they're able to do it and collect the money and do it, I mean, it's kind of fucked up. But, you know, it's part of the sin. But the fact that they made a fucking dumb movie about it is what really pisses me off, because there was no premise to it besides the fact. And let me say this, as many times as we have talked about it, on every time that I've been overseas or deployed and I've had a wife with me or a husband with me, they were cheating. And their wife or their husband dependent were cheating. It always happened. I've been to Saudi, I've been to Kuwait, I've been everywhere, and every time I've been with a husband or a wife, they were always caught cheating. If they weren't cheating, their fucking dependent who married them for the fucking medical coverage and everything, they were cheating back at home. I don't know how many times in the enlisted club I would see fucking wives out there while the husbands are deployed and they're hooking up with a young airman.
It
happens all the time. But yet Netflix has a movie coming out about it just to promote, oh, look, this is a love story.
Well,
fucking
dumb. That is a love story. But anyways, we had this one guy, right? And so we're like, hey, you're deploying. And he starts crying. And we're like, why are you crying? He was like, I don't want to cheat on my wife. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He goes, I don't want to cheat on my wife. And we're like, why? Like, why would you cheat on your wife? And he was like, because I'm deploying. And it's like, you dumb fuck. Like, you don't have, he's like, everybody, when they deploy, they're like, no, they don't. You don't. Some do, for sure. Yes, 100%.
Dude, but it never failed. Everywhere I've been to is never failed. It might not be all of them, but there's a good majority of them that you would be like, oh, either you walk in on them, you saw them in the club, you saw them in the bar, you saw them here, you saw them there. Because 6 months is a long time, believe it or not. Yeah. It is a long time. And when you're seeing the same faces every fucking day, you're not allowed to leave the base. All you do is gym, eat, sleep, shit, repeat, and work. That's all you do. Yeah. So eventually, things are going to happen. It's bound to happen because you're gonna meet people. You're gonna click with people, and now you're going to people's tents or dorm rooms to fucking hang out. And then as you become closer and closer. By the fourth month, next thing you know, and then what happens when they're on the plane going back home? Who do they see? Oh, my lovely spouse or my lovely husband. Hey, let me give you a kiss, hug, and everything. Meanwhile, their dependent was doing the same shit, just they didn't get caught.
All right, so crazy. I'm gonna give a analysis of how this movie, The Purple Hearts, I have not seen it, but I think this is how it's going to go, right?
Go ahead.
So, of course, they try to talk about it. She needs help. So he's married. He's like, yeah, okay, cool, I'll do it. And they'll probably play that he's a dumb Marine, probably somehow, some way. I don't know. If not, most Marines are fucking stupid as shit. I know a couple of them, and they've never proved me wrong. Anyways, we always got to throw a jab at those guys anyways. So that happens. The guy deploys. He gets hurt at the hospital. She gets worried about him. And the next thing you know, they fall in love. But because it was done on a fake premise, they break up somehow. She goes away and he chases after her. Or reverse, she does it because we're woke now. And so the woman fights for the man. That's what I'm saying. She's going to go on base to make sure she can go let her know the love. And then they fall in love and they actually have a great, happy life, which I think is really fucking amazing because the one thing they're going to talk about, she got that nice little fucking ID card and she's going through the gate and being like, hey, fucker, I'm a staff sergeant's wife. Problem. Right. Yep. I'm fucking somebody over here. I'm somebody's wife.
Yep. And anyway, she knows who his first sergeant is. She knows who his commander is. She knows everything about him. I don't know how many phone calls I got in the command post where it's the wife calling to say, I need to speak to first sergeant such and such because my husband works in LRS, CE, MSS, whatever. And we got into a fight or whatever, and I need to talk to the first sergeant. So normally process is you don't connect at all.
Really?
So you tell the dependent to stay on the line. You call the controller calls the first shirt and says, hey, first shirt, I got this spouse on the line. You know what the fucking first shirt will always tell me?
Motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I know who she is. Don't put her through. She's the problem, not the husband. And I'm like, got it. So I get back on the phone. I say, ma'am, I'm sorry. The first shirt is unavailable. I could take a message, but he's unavailable. She'd be like, oh, fuck, blah, blah, blah. Connect me to the commander. Ma'am, I cannot do that. I can't connect you. You got to go through the first shirt first. If he's not available, I cannot, go over the shirt. Oh, this is bullshit, blah, blah. Yeah, ma'am, got it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, understand. Okay, have a good night. Later. Well, bye.
That's the thing about the military, that, like, the military will treat you like shit, right? But a military will treat a spouse who's fighting worse with their husband worse, like, piece of shit, like, the work. And what's funny is, like, they don't know it. They don't expect it. They're not used to it. Right. So we had it happen one time where this dude deployed. And so the wife calls and was like, hey, this dude's cheating on me. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, and so I got to take control of that shit. Right. I'm like, fuck.
Right.
So I'm dealing with it. And then she's like, hey, he's not paying for my kids. They're not divorced yet, but he's not providing support and shit. So I had to talk to him. He has to supply documentation. You know, things have already happened before. You know, I mean, they know who she is. They know she has problems or whatever. Like you said, right? So I get the things like, and he's been sending her money. And you had to tell her, like, you know, he's been sending money. Well, he's cheating on me. Like, honestly, he's deployed. He's a member. We care more about him than we care. And she had that conversation where you start telling them, they start realizing really fast that they actually do not matter in the military's eyes, because the moment she's divorced, she's fucking off base. It changed her tune to, okay, like the military does not give a fuck about the military people. They, more importantly, could give two fucks about the family or the wife, especially spouse. You're fucked. The motherfuckers deployed.
Especially if they're the ones at fault. They really get no love at all. And I don't know how many times, because they'll get barred from base. You know, mm-hmm. even though they got the little dependent card, if they're at fault, the commander of that base will be like, blacklist them. Like, don't even let them through. But I don't know. Like I told you, I don't know how many calls. That phone will fucking ring at midnight. 1, 2. Hi, this is Mrs. So-and-so. My husband is Staff Sergeant so-and-so, or Senior Airman so-and-so. You know, I need to talk to the First Sergeant. And of course, we can't say no. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Stand by. We call the First Sergeant. I'm unavailable. I'll reach her in the morning or whatever. Yeah. Sometimes the First Sergeant will understand our grief because it's 2 in the fucking morning. They keep waking us up. Not waking us up, but they keep calling. So the First Sergeant will be like, just patch it through. And as soon as I patch it through, you hear the First Sergeant, man, please do not call anymore, this and this and that. I'll talk to you tomorrow or later on today, blah, blah, blah. And what? Oh, but my husband, I understand, man. Because by that time, the husband's already taken out of the situation.
Right.
You know, especially if they're on base or off base, they already removed the husband. Like, they put him in lodging or something. So she's just bitching. She's just griping. And the First Sergeant be like, yo, I get it. I understand. We'll deal with it later on, blah, 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 this and this and that. But of course, fuck that money, this, that, that. And, you know, I'm over here like, damn, that sucks. Yeah. Like, yo, get on the line because this bitch is crazy over here. Get on the line.
That's what's crazy.
Never failed.
That's what about being a military leader. Most of the time is you're dealing with like these things, man. And it sucks because it's like, yeah, you got a lot of shit going on yourself. But, you know, it's, you know, when we had Satch on, we're talking about leadership. And that's like, that's it, man. A lot of times you're dealing with the one-on-one situation. It sucks when you're dealing with the spouse and you're just like, oof, man. Then sometimes you look at the guy or girl and be like, man, you got to deal with that when you go home. Like, mm-hmm. that's rough. I feel bad for you because that, mm-hmm. man, you know, that's nothing. That's not good for you.
Yeah.
But last thing I would like to talk about is, first of all, I'll make one thing. I don't think people know how sarcastic I am. And I come across as like a legit, like fucking asshole. Probably so.
Absolutely.
So I'm saying that so people understand it's fucking sarcasm first.
Sarcasm.
Found out that I got proven right that I'm a fucking genius by the book I'm reading right now. So.
Interesting.
I would say that.
You a genius.
100%.
The book is labeling you as a genius from what
fucking
you read.
Damn right. And I read another article from another like research paper that was stating that I might be ahead of evolution from human beings. Fucking just throwing that shit out there.
Who is okay? These credible sources,
dude. They're fucking legit credible sources.
Is this Wiki? Are you looking at Wikipedia?
No, man. It's good. The reason why I preface the first part that's saying that like people don't understand my, you understand? You know that video we have, the short clip, "Hey, we're famous" type shit.
Dude,
so many people do not like that video because of that shit. I'm just like, do they not understand sarcasm at its highest form? Like, of course we're fucking joking, but
they're taking it literally. Like, they think we are living in mansions and shit.
I guess, or some shit, or like when I'm saying it, like, and so I was like, I see that one and I look at our analytics and it's like, dude, people do not like that video at all, man.
That's funny.
I find it hilarious because I'm like, dude, it's legit joking beyond the most obvious. It's complete. Or like, obviously I'm joking.
Right.
So I say that now because I've been finding out in life that I don't think people can understand that I'm being sarcastic to them, and so they think I'm being really serious. So if you still think I'm being serious by now, like, I'm fucking not. So, you know,
he's not, people. Fucking, he's not.
But I am legit, like, legit on the spectrum of a genius. Like, so the book.
Okay, let's hear it. I'm telling you. Why do you say that? Why?
Okay, so we all know I'm dyslexic, right? So I'm dyslexic. You've obviously made fun of me super times about having
never. Like, I would never do that.
You did. We have it actually on video. UNLV.
I doubt it.
Yep. UNLV, we started laughing. It's like two episodes ago.
No, I was just laughing because you said the wrong school. It's not that you're dyslexic.
Yeah, well, I'm dyslexic, so I messed up the words, like the lettering, and then you made fun of me, so it's okay.
Never.
I've been beast my whole life.
All right, go ahead.
I've been vindicated. All right, so this book is called The Dyslexia Advantage. So what it's saying is that if you're dyslexic, a lot of your right hemisphere, your brain, that's where predominantly you are. And so that's where you kind of live at, your hippocampus and all your thought process on the right side of the brain. And so that's a big difference from people who are non-dyslexic. So there's a lot of huge advantages I have for being dyslexic, right? One of the skills I have is like interconnection ability, I believe it is. So it's called an I skill. So it's like I can see connections between multiple things, right? So one of the things they talked about is if I ask you, what's the similarity between blue and gray?
What is the similarity?
Yeah. What do they have in common?
The colors.
Okay. Right. You say colors. That's kind of obvious to you, right? If you were to ask me that question, I think like, well, that a whale has blue and gray. That's the commonality between them. So what that's saying is I don't look at it from the very simplistic. I look at it from so many different angles where I don't understand. Like if you were to tell me you meant color, like, you have to tell me color. I don't know what that means because to me, I'm thinking about a whale because a whale has blue, the ocean has blue and gray in it. Like I see it different spectrums of different things to those things. And so, but it's because of the way my brain works that it doesn't see the obvious. It sees more like, instead of seeing just colors, I see more complex connections between that color, right? The universe, the world, and then like other things. And so it's going into that idea of those things. And so one of the things that's helped me notice is I get really frustrated trying to communicate with people because I will tell you something and to me, it's like, it's easy to make the connection between what I'm saying, right? But for other people, it's not because they're not dyslexic. They don't jump. Like if you and I are having a conversation, I will jump within the conversation and get context clues because I'm really good at context clues. I pick that up a lot. And so I use context clues for everything. And so I can do it at a very high level in a sense. But one of the things that I have as a trade-off is like, you know what I mean? I can only talk that way too. So I can only make connections, but if it's right in front of me, plain and plain, I don't see it as often. So what's a really good book though, I really bring this up on a serious note is if you know anyone dyslexic, man, like they have a lot of gifts and they can actually legit, they're not dumb. They're smart as can be. They're very smart. They have talents that can really take them to like really awesome things like architects and stuff like that. And I mean, they're very high level intelligence, but they have to understand how their brain works first to understand they have gifts. And because they have these good things they do, there's also drawbacks, right? Like there's also things that they're not really good at. And a lot of it could be reading. Some of it's even like listening to different things of how things go. It's like spatial recognition of like, you know, space on 2D formats. You're not really good at, but 3D, your brain can see them. So it's pretty amazing to read a book. I'm glad a book like that exists because I legit, when I was like a kid, right, I literally thought I was fucking stupid. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like we say, hey, you're stupid. Like I legit thought I was stupid. Like I remember being a kid in elementary and being, I was dumb. Because I couldn't understand things. But it just so happens the way I learn, school doesn't, like, they don't teach you that way. So there's no way they could teach me. I had to learn a separate way.
So in the book, did you have to unscramble the words to read it or?
Oh, wow. 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 And see, this is what I don't get. People think I'm the asshole.